The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Aviana. I closed my eyes and my mouth hit the mic.
What's been happening to you lately?
I was going to say Aviana Berrientos before my lips hit the mic. And of course, Jill Lane, I love this woman. And Shane Hollis is my co-host today, officially, because he bought the rights to it in an auction at Jill's school, her children's school. They all go to the same school, you guys.
So awesome. Exciting. Welcome, Shane.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
No pressure, Shane.
Eat it for breakfast.
What did you eat for breakfast, Shane?
I actually had some eggs and half a bagel.
Eggs and half a bagel?
Eggs and half a bagel.
What kind of bagel? Was it non-GMO?
It probably was. Knowing my wife, it probably was.
Probably was.
She picked
all right.
Yesterday.
Your wife, Ashley?
Yep.
Yeah. And you've got your daughter, Skylar, who's 10, and your son, Connor, who's 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good to have you in studio with us again. And you're officially the co-host today. So, you know, it's game time.
Yeah, I'm
no
excited.
No pressure.
No,
no drop balls.
The pressure's not a problem. I'm excited about it.
I mean,
I'm excited because I think we have a great program today. I think we have a good discussion that, you know, when we were here with Craig on the first time I came in, and it personally hit me so hard because
Craig
the
Ballantyne.
Book, yeah, Craig Ballantyne,
of the
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Mm-hmm.
And I lived that. And so as a follow-up to the show, for that show is our show today to talk about how do you deal with stress? How do you deal with anxiety? How do you recognize it? What are some of the things that you can do from a diet and a supplement standpoint? And then what are some of the things that you can do from just a lifestyle standpoint that can allow you to still be that great entrepreneur, that great business leader, or be a father, be a mother, be a family person?
Well, if you're a mother, you're doing all that. That's for sure. Why is it mothers have it so much? And why is it mothers have it so much harder than fathers, I think, you know?
Shame. That's a deep conversation right there.
I mean, you're just going right in. I'm just listening. I'm the fly on the wall today.
Well,
Shane's
getting
right thrown in the mix.
Well, we're the caretakers. The babies come out of our bodies. Therefore, by virtue of just that in itself, mm-hmm. you know, you're more likely to be more proactive about the care of the child. Would you agree?
I think to a point, yeah. I think that also this is, you know, getting really deep on this stuff, but I think society is pointed that direction too,
mm-hmm.
because
you
still have a lot of, I would say, older mentality where the woman is the one that stays home. The woman still has a job, but she's still supposed to be responsible for the care and the feeding and the household mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I think it's extremely hard. I've always felt that a stay-at-home mom is the hardest job on the planet with the least amount of instant gratification.
Absolutely.
You don't see the fruits of that labor until mm-hmm. kids are like 35.
Well, and you just don't, you're not respected as much. I've done both, so I can speak from experience. And you're not as respected. You're just not, unfortunately, in our society.
Yeah.
And there is no tougher job than raising children. But I do think it's good for women to work. And I think women should always work. Maybe not in the very beginning when, you know, the first year or something like that. But I think they need to get right back to work because at the end of the day, the chances of them ending up in a divorce and having to support themselves and their family are much greater now than they've ever been in the history of this country.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
And that's where when I saw
that's
like my wife is she's a boss lady. I mean, she's amazing. And she's an electrical engineer out of University of Texas.
Nice.
Got into the technology, but semiconductor business. She runs stuff. I mean, she's a boss lady. But at the same time, when we got married and decided to have kids, she took 13 months off with our daughter.
Yeah.
And wanted to take that path, and then
you never get the time back, and it's the most important time. Those early years, the first 4 years, cultivating a child when they develop, their sense of the world and how to navigate. It's very important.
And her and another good friend of ours, another wife, said they're better moms because they work.
Absolutely.
You know?
Amen, brother.
My kids do not want me home 24/7, 365.
Oh, no, no. You're a much, much better mother when you get that chance to get that break. And a lot of women don't, though. They don't. But
it leads so much into the topic we're going to talk about today, because the guilt and the feelings and the anxiety associated with being on either spectrum, a full-time working mom who feels like maybe they don't get to spend enough time with their kids, or dad, or a mom that stays home and feels like she's missing out, mm-hmm. feels like she's not being appreciated, or just has all these ruminating thoughts because maybe she didn't ever heal fully after her pregnancies.
Yeah.
Maybe her hormones never fully reconciled themselves, and that's causing some issues with her mood chemicals. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go dive in on that.
Every time you say hormone, I always think of that joke of mine. How do you make a hormone? Don't pay her. How do you like that, Shane?
I may have heard that one before.
You've never heard it?
No,
oh, you have heard it. It's an oldie. It's an oldie but
before.
Goodie. But yeah, anyway, I couldn't help it. I had to share it. But I love this book that we're talking about, Jill, that you have enlightened us with, The Mood Cure, you know, by Julia Ross. And this whole mood type questionnaire, I mean, I filled mine out on Friday. And I have to say, I did pretty good on type one. I only, we'll go through these. These are interesting questions. Is there any way we can get it out there where people can download it, like put it on our social media right now?
Yeah,
so
I
if they want to go through it with us. Because it tells you if you've got nutritional recovery or how to nutritionally recover from depression and other negative moods. I found the book absolutely fascinating reading through it.
You know, this is one of the first books I read when I became a nutritionist almost 20 years ago. The copyright's like 2002 or something like that. And if you don't believe, or maybe you just don't understand how intimately connected the food we eat is to our mood and our emotions, then you need to read this book. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lot of physicians, unfortunately, who really need to read this book, because it's really just biochemistry.
It's
actually very black and white, but for some reason, especially in the mental health community, we've lost the approach to treating the whole person and incorporating some lifestyle changes into medication therapy. It's not to say we shouldn't use medication, but we should never be ignoring mm-hmm. lifestyle.
Oh.
And we may need the medication to be able to do some of this. If someone's really in the pit of whatever is happening with their mental health, they might need a lift mm-hmm. to be able to actually do some of the things that are in this book,
right.
But they should be done together.
Yeah, well, we talked about this last week. We were privileged to some information. I won't say who, but it was a friend of ours who four members of their family got put on antidepressants. You know, first, I won't go into all the details, but nonetheless, so, you know, Jill, after we finished talking, she and I were talking, she said, you know, there has to be something in the family that's got to do with nutritional deficiencies or some sort of lifestyle mistake that's happening there.
Well, there's some sort of a connection. You have to find out what it is. Was there a general exposure that they all were exposed to? You grew up, you know, in a small community, and a lot of times people who grow up around a farming town have been exposed to excess pesticides and a variety of different toxins, and you better believe that impacts a family's
mm-hmm.
health.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they had a same traumatic event. Maybe there was an unfortunate accident and they all experienced it. Maybe there's a genetic connection. Methylation is hugely genetically determined and connected in families' generations.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have depression, anxiety, suicide, you know, extreme things that are all, you know, addiction, alcoholism in your family for, you know, you can go back a few generations, then there's a link that's not just a moral weakness. You know,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about
right.
that last week. It's, you know, it's addiction is a biochemical issue for a lot of people. And in order for them to walk away from their addiction, they need the biochemicals to help make that choice.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, she talks about it in the book about how addiction is oftentimes just a nutrient deficiency
Absolutely.
In the body that makes you, addicted to things to assuage your depression or your anxiety. So
yeah.
It's going to be really good. She talks about, are your emotions true or false? This is a really well-written book, I have to
yep.
say, and I only got about halfway through it, but it's very, very well written.
I love that that's the very first chapter of this book, because I think we live in a society when everybody's just doing what feels right for them,
mm-hmm.
and what feels right for you might be something that's very damaging, not only to your health, but to society, and I love that she calls them true or false emotions, because if we're deficient in something and we're reaching for an addiction or a behavior to fill that deficiency when really it's a nutritional biochemical issue, then it's going to just keep, it's like a snowball rolling downhill. You're just going to, you know, replace one bad habit with another bad habit until hopefully one day the light goes off and you fix the core issue.
Mm-hmm.
You fix the core issue.
Well, I love this questionnaire, and you can, for those of you out there listening that want to go through it with us, you can get it at Julia rosscures.com. That's JuliaRossCures, JuliaRossCures.com. I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm a little low in norepinephrine. Is that how do you pronounce it?
Norepinephrine.
Norepinephrine. Okay, got it. Norepinephrine.
That one.
I'm low in it. I checked off a lot of boxes in that area. So we're going to assess our moods together here on the show. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. Shane Hollis is going to be talking about stress and anxiety management. And Jill Lane, we're going through this mood type questionnaire, how to better understand your neurotransmitters, mood, and brain health. Stay tuned.
Because it would take a whole lot of medication to realize what we used to.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Music makes me happy and gets rid of my stress and anxiety.
There's a category for that.
What is it?
Just wait.
Wait, is that your, my GABA? GABA?
That's your GABA, GABA talking. That's your That's low GABA, GABA talking right now.
GABA GABA. All right.
I called it.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Shane Hollis and Jill Lane. I've got Aviana Berrientos and Lexi both in studio with me today, but Avi's the only one that's hooked up to the mic.
I'm here with you all.
If you're just now joining the show, you're in for a real treat because Jill Lane is one of our longtime guest experts, and Shane Hollis is a new guy in town who is quite good, I might add. Did you practice?
I did not practice.
You did not practice. Good. You're just naturally a powerful personality. I like it. I just sounded
well,
like
you have to raise your game when you're around you ladies, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Rise up.
When he came
high
to...
High tide rises all ships, right?
When he came to, I'm putting air quotes, check, you know, like survey what he was getting into a couple weeks ago, and he would like boss manned up to the mic and just ran with it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good.
Taking notes.
No,
this
it was really good. Well, and that's why one of the reasons we decided to talk about, you know, what we're talking about today, which is stress and anxiety management, coming up with Shane Hollis and Jill Lane, mood type. We're going through this mood type questionnaire, how to better understand your neurotransmitters, mood, and brain health. Jill Lane is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. And Shane Hollis grew up in Schulenburg, Texas. He graduated from Texas A&M with an engineering degree. He moved to the Silicon Valley and spent over 20 years in the tech business. He has traveled all over the world, leading sales organizations and businesses. He and his wife, Ashley, have been married for 12 years and have a daughter, Skylar, who's 10, and a son, Connor, who's 7. He decided he wanted to be at home so he could be part of his family. So he opened up a Mako car paint and body franchise in Rockwall and a meat business, Rooster Meat Company, that makes Kraft sausages. Oh, yummy.
Sold. I couldn't wait to say, I was waiting for you to say sausages. I love it.
Sausages. Alrighty then. Chopped up whatever.
Stop it. Shane got the lowdown on Bernadette's for meat.
Yes, and if you're just now joining us, you'll know that I'm a huge animal lover and advocate, and you know, I'm not against eating meat if that's what you choose, and the animal is treated very, very well and killed humanely, like kosher, like you know, like
what the Jewish people do, what they do the kosher.
This is reality. This is reality, what we're talking about here, truthfully. But we won't get in. We weren't going to talk about that today, but it is kind of funny that we are talking about it because it is important. It is. And so, but that's not the focus of today's show. We want this to be really fun. You know, we're going to be talking about how to better understand neurotransmitters, mood, and brain health. Okay, so we're basing this off of the book that Jill turned us on to, The Mood Cure, a four-step program to take charge of your emotions today. And then there's some really remarkable things written about this book. And what I've read so far, I 100% endorse it. And I encourage anyone out there who maybe is suffering from depression or anxiety to absolutely pick up a copy of it. I learned a few things myself that I can't wait to incorporate into my diet. So let's talk about this. So, you know, what are the four pillars of mood health?
We're going to go through them in the questionnaire. Basically, they are your serotonin level, your catecholamine level, your GABA level, and your endorphin level. And so she beautifully writes about this on page 10. And again, this is just biochemistry. I think everybody just really needs to know, like, this is how our body works. And
yeah.
So understanding this is really important. You don't have to be depressed or anxious to want to keep your mood chemicals happy. If you want to stay happy, you should be doing these things. And you should also actually be spotting some of these behaviors in your kids. And mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. But she really goes through each of these four pillars on page 10. It says, if you're high in serotonin, or if your serotonin's at a good level, which we all want it to be, you're positive, confident, flexible, and easygoing. If you're sinking or your levels are going down, you'll tend to become negative, obsessive, worried, irritable, and sleepless. If you're high in catecholamines, you're energized, upbeat, and alert. If your levels are going low, you're crashing, you sink into a flat, kind of lethargic funk.
Mm-hmm.
I describe it as you kind of lack that get up and go. You think about going to the gym, but you can't get yourself there. It's like you're missing that trigger to kind of get you from A to B to get stuff done. If you're high in GABA, you're relaxed and stress-free. If there's a gap in your GABA levels, you're wired, stressed, and overwhelmed. You also have what I like to call busy brain syndrome, especially at night. You can't turn your brain off to
That's
go to
me.
Bed.
Uh-huh.
That's why people like
you
to drink
too, Shane?
At night.
Absolutely. Everything she's saying is...
Did you do bad on the GABA part?
I that was the worst one I did.
Wait,
me
wait,
too.
Let's do the last one before we get to it. You low GABA people. Look at you.
Just look at them.
Look at them.
I get a lot done.
And if you're high in endorphins, this is, you know, the stuff that makes us feel all good.
Mm-hmm.
You're full of cozy feelings of comfort, pleasure, and euphoria. And if you're at the end of your endorphin stick, you may be crying during commercials, overly sensitive to pain, and just generally everything hurts
too.
Your feelings.
You don't cry at commercials, Shane.
I tear up on stuff, especially if it's kids or something.
Oh,
real
kids.
Emotional.
Playing
like,
in
oh
the
God.
Fields. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah but that
overcoming some tragedy.
Yeah, that's normal. You know, that's what she talks about in this book. So
right.
That's a normal emotion.
Yes.
She talks about a true emotion versus false moods. She says that some negative feelings are unavoidable and even beneficial. They're what I call true emotions. These true, genuine responses to the real difficulties we encounter in life can be hard to take, and they can be unbearable at times, depending on the kinds of ordeals we face. But they can also be vitally important. She talks about true grief and how it moves through our how we move through our losses and all this. But then she talks about learning to spot a false mood. About when your boss cancels a long scheduled vacation, you may get justifiably angry, and the next day you won't have any trouble remembering what triggered your anger. At other times, you just seem to snap when your child forgets to take out the garbage. Later you say, I don't know what got into me. The first case is a genuine emotion and the second is a definite counterfeit.
And it's so important that you bring that up from her book, because I think, again, we have this weird conundrum in our society. It's almost like a stigma that we can't feel through painful things, that we can't go through a grieving process. People either don't let themselves grieve, they maybe grieve too long because they're low in one of these neurotransmitters, or they think they have to put on this mask and appear to be strong and not let themselves be seen as quote unquote weak because they're showing some emotion.
Yeah. I mean, she talks about a well-stocked brain. I love that. Just, I guess, from being in the restaurant business, or just having a well-stocked kitchen. So you're more powerful. You can knock stuff out. But a well-stocked brain produces true emotions, and a poorly stocked brain produces false moods.
Yep.
So really good stuff. So let's start asking the questions. How are we going to do this? You want me to ask them or you ask them? How about that?
Well, I think there's just, again, there's the four types. So we're going to go through the serotonin type. And I think the first thing I'd love to paint the picture of, and maybe we just read some of the questions, because it paints a picture of our behaviors and maybe behaviors of our children that might key us into what's happening with their mood chemicals and what they might be low in. And then at the end of each section, I'm just going to quickly say, hey, here's some of the things you can do to boost up the building blocks to make that chemical, because the food we eat turns into these chemicals. I cannot say that enough.
I can't wait.
The food we eat turns into these chemicals. We have to eat the right foods so that we can make these chemicals in the right amount.
I love that.
Does this also, like I was thinking about the ADHD, there seems to be so much of that in kids today.
Absolutely.
And I got to think that's tied back to the food and the lifestyle that Americans have.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not all food's fault. I think there's distraction, there's screen time, there's, you know, spirituality, there's environment, there's other things. But if you're playing with half a deck, you can't expect someone to win the tournament. You know, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So we need to give our kids a leg up with their nutrition
to make sure
they have everything they need.
Because they love the processed food. I mean, it's addicting. It really is. And it's very damaging, though.
Well, it is. And when we get to the dopamine, I mean, that's one of the things. If you know, that's part of knowing if you're low in dopamine. You could go after that junk because it gives you a quick high.
Yeah.
So, but the first one is if you're under a dark cloud or you're low in serotonin, you may have some of these tendencies. A tendency to be negative, it's glass half empty attitude, you're dark, you're pessimistic. You know, even bad weather, you're really sensitive to seasonal affective disorder. You know, and anytime the sun isn't out, you're in a bad mood.
That's the only one that got me out of that. And are you hyperactive, restless, and can't slow down to turn your brain off? But that one got me. But that's one of the few. So continue on.
Even feelings of low self-esteem or lack of confidence. Do you get a bit obsessive compulsive? You're not really flexible, irritable, impatient, edgy, restless, hyperactive, hard to slow down. I think low GABA tendencies can also mimic that. Maybe even shy or fearful, really overly afraid of lots of things lots of fears of lots of different things, from spiders to public performance to snakes to heights, you know, just a lot of fears. Really extreme PMS in women, because women really can struggle with this because their sex hormone shifts. Being a night owl, especially, not just being able to have trouble fall asleep, but low serotonin behavior is you wake up a lot throughout the night because you're not converting to melatonin, which keeps you asleep. And then, you know, fibromyalgia, again, sensitive to pains. And back to lifestyle, this is where you routinely want starch. You want carbs, 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 because carbs give you a quick hit of serotonin. So you want the snacky stuff. It could be salty, crunchy.
Yummy.
It could be breads, crackers, pastas. Sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wine can even do this to a certain extent. Marijuana can help. You know, it is sometimes what people go to. And it's all throughout the day, but especially in the afternoons or evenings, because that's when you're starting to get a slump and you reach for this stuff because, you know, everything is just, you know, bah humbug.
Well, or you could even be dehydrated. We talk about this all the time. We have for years that even slight depression can be caused by being dehydrated, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing to suffer when you're dehydrated is your cognitive ability. It's not really correlated to neurotransmitter levels. However, it is correlated to brain, just general brain functioning and circulation. So hydration is critically important.
And Jill, what would you say is the, if you look around all the athletes, just people in general, what do you think is the rate of dehydration in America?
I mean, there was actually a research study that showed that 80% of student athletes show up to competition and training dehydrated. 80%.
And
that's student athletes.
Women are very, very likely to be dehydrated because they're caretakers. A lot of times they put themselves last. I mean, I know with me, I'm always so busy doing stuff. I'm like, oh, I forgot to drink water.
Yep,
you know, I'm commonly dehydrated. I have to really make an effort to get well hydrated. Okay, so this type 1 under a dark cloud, low in serotonin, if that sounds familiar to anybody out there, that's what's going on. So what do you eat if you're low in serotonin?
Well, again, you need the building blocks. And the most important building block for more serotonin is an amino acid called L-tryptophan. And L-tryptophan comes from protein sources.
Mm-hmm.
It's most robust in animal-based protein, everything from eggs to chicken, everything in between. It is in a lot of the plant-based sources, but just at a much lower level. She gave some statistics in this book, I think, where you get as much as 500 milligrams in an average serving of eggs and protein of L-tryptophan, but you have to eat 24 almonds to get only 150 milligrams of L-tryptophan. So you just have to consume way more plants if you're not a meat eater. And so sometimes people who are on the vegan vegetarian scale suffer from mood disorders because they're not getting enough of the raw materials to build these chemicals. Again, your food makes these materials.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a drug deficiency. Now, not to say that being on an antidepressant that helps keep your serotonin around longer is a bad thing, but you have to get the building blocks to make it in the first place, mm-hmm. and that comes from our food. So protein is a number one. Essential fatty acids, fish, raw nuts and seeds, avocado is number two. And then after that is just, again, everything else we talk about to keep blood sugar balanced, which we'll talk about at the end.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to break, a real quick one, though, and we'll be right back with Jill Lane talking about how to better understand your neurotransmitters, mood, and brain health. And Shane Hollis is going to be talking about stress and anxiety management. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. I think I want to marry you. Is it the look in your eyes? One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Shane Hollis in studio with me and Jill Lane. If you're just now joining us, I love having Jill Lane in studio. She is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.com. And we have a special guest in studio today as well, Shane Hollis. He grew up in Schulenburg, Texas. He graduated from Texas A&M with an engineering degree, and he moved to the Silicon Valley and spent over 20 years in the tech business. He has traveled all over the world, leading sales organizations and businesses. He and his wife, Ashley, live here in Dallas, Texas, and he decided he wanted to be home so he could be part of his family. So he opened up a Maaco car, paint, and body franchise in Rockwall. Right here in Texas, and a meat business, Rooster Meat Company, that makes craft sausages. His website is, what's your website?
The Maaco one is Maaco.com.
Okay.
And then the Rooster Meat Company is Rooster Meat Co., so roostermeatco.com.
Nice. All right. Well, I love talking about this with you guys, and it's great to have you in studio. And Shane won the honor, if you will, of being my co-host today, an official co-host with an auction item, a live auction item that they did at the school. What is the school that your children attend?
Brentfield. I was there this morning too. You weren't there. We did career day. And you want to talk about some
really
fun stuff.
Nice.
So I got to present to fourth, fifth, and sixth graders.
That's great. Well, I'm sure you did a fantastic job. Because
my fifth grader said, "Mom, please don't sign up." I'm in that zone of life.
Oh,
Kyle was in there, and he had he's a pretty smart kid. I like Kyle.
He's my
question asker.
Well, yeah. You know, having children is wonderful, but it also can be very stressful, and that's kind of what we're talking about today. We're talking about how to better understand your neurotransmitters, mood, and brain health, along with both Shane and Jill, and stress and anxiety management. So let's get back to this questionnaire that we have from the book that we're covering here, The Mood Cure, which really helps you to identify what's really missing in your nutrient system, in your body and brain, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, you really are what you eat. And again, I wish, and this is one thing I feel really passionate about, that in the mental health community, we had more teachings of the building blocks that make these neurochemicals as part of the rest of the therapy, you know, whether it's talk therapy or psychotherapy or medication therapy. I feel like it's such a gap that we're not addressing this. And how can someone get well when they don't even have enough chemicals to make those positive choices we want them to make? You know, poof out of nothing.
Yes, and what a simple way, an alternative way, if you will, to address your health issues, whether it be mental, physical, or emotion, through nutrition, through diet. It's so much better for you and the world, you know, rather than getting on a prescription drug with all the side effects. I just love that we're talking about this. So we talked about feeling like type 1. Under a Dark Cloud, Low in Serotonin. The next one on here is Feeling the Blahs, Low in Norepinephrine. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick.
Yeah, so this is something I think that's often misconstrued, especially in the mental health world. People can either be under a dark cloud, low in serotonin, where everything's kind of glass half empty, very pessimistic, more of a negative, sad outlook, or they can just have the blahs, which is low norepinephrine, or what I like to say is low dopamine, which I described earlier as they're not necessarily negative. They just don't have the get up and go to get stuff done. Mm-hmm. They've lost some of their ambition. They've lost a little bit of their drive, or maybe they just have never had it. And so these people aren't usually type A, or a type A person can wear this down because they're so go, go, go. Mm-hmm.
Life gets out of balance when you're a type A.
Easily out of balance.
Something as simple as, and I know you're going to laugh when I bring this up, but sex, you know, having regular sex. If you're so busy all the time and you're not enjoying sex, that can really lead you to be off balance as well. Everything is important. Exercise, sex, good nutrition, getting out in nature, meditating, all these things.
Yeah, well, no, she talks about that in the book. It's all, you know, endorphin and norepinephrine and serotonin related, all of those things. It's for everything.
Well, and I think we were talking earlier about how you give and take last for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think as a type A, like I'm the same way. I give, and then I fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
I mean, I crater, and then I just can't do anything. It's like I am completely spent. Yeah. And I know that's why I was so excited to be learning about this, because I know this is one way that I can help keep balance so that I can continue on.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I love this part of the book. I don't know if you caught this, but there's three main catecholamines: dopamine, which we're going to talk most about, norepinephrine, and then the one people often hear about is adrenaline. And she calls them the three cats, because they're catecholamines. And so she says easily distracted people have sleeping cats. And so we all have children. We think about, you mentioned ADHD earlier, and adults often have this too, where they can't quite zero in, they can't finish a project, they can't take it to the finish line. Our kids are really struggling with this now, with higher rates of, you know, attention related things, and dopamine is directly responsible for that. And dopamine is made by an amino acid called L-tyrosine. L-tyrosine not only makes dopamine, but actually makes thyroid hormone. And so these crossovers in how our thyroid actually helps our brain use dopamine, and how dopamine helps us just, you know, gives us more dopamine, more norepinephrine, more epinephrine, so we can just get stuff done. You know, we don't want to have that rush of the feeling of adrenaline. That kind of feels good sometimes when you get excited.
Oh, I'm an adrenaline junkie, for sure.
You don't want that all the time, because it's like, you know, I was going to use a bad pun, which I shouldn't use with the animal lover, but it's like beating a dead horse. It's like
that is a bad one.
When, you know, but it's like you're trying to wring out the last little bit of juice every time. You want that adrenaline high, but when you start to get low in dopamine, the only thing that actually gets you going is that hit of adrenaline, because you're so low that the only thing that gets you going is that adrenaline rush. And adrenaline can come from everything, can dancing to music, can caffeine. Like I am a caffeine person. That's my drug of choice. Alcohol doesn't do it for me. You know, I might get into little carbs from time to time, but on a day-to-day basis, I need my hit of dopamine.
Caffeine.
And that's what caffeine does for you. It's one of the things that gives you that. So does chocolate, dark chocolate.
But do you crash?
I don't crash, because I kind of know I can where my cutoff is.
Yeah.
If
you're
you
extremely
over...
disciplined, though, you really are. You're a very disciplined person. I tend to not be dependent upon. I'm very disciplined about certain things, but when it comes to like wine or food or, you know, whatever, I can lose control.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in. Like if I commit to something, I'm all in.
Oh, for sure.
And then there's no halfway with anything. So I either do it and I do it big, or I don't do it at all.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's such a bad thing.
Is.
I mean, it's deciphering what's important. But if you're under the blahs, it says you feel just flat, bored, apathetic. Like you're like, I don't care. It's not negative. Serotonin can be a little more negative tendency. Low dopamine is more just like, you just kind of stop caring about stuff, even things that maybe used to be important to you. Your physical and mental energy are low. Like I said, you're tired. You have a hard time getting out of bed. You can't get yourself to do the things that you know you should be doing. Your drive, enthusiasm, she says motivation quotas is low. That basically describes it. Trouble with focus and concentration. Again, when adrenaline and cortisol are meant to keep us focused, back in the day, they helped us be laser sharp. So when that tiger was chasing us, boom, we knew how to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Quick decision. We don't have a chasing tiger anymore, but we feel like we do because of deadlines, because of work, because of family responsibilities. And so we're just on this hamster wheel. And over time, the wheel just falls apart and our dopamine levels tank. And then we're left with just feeling, blah.
Yeah.
Blah. You know?
Well, and that's where, you know, I was happy Bernadette gave me.
Do that again. I like that.
I feel like that too sometimes.
Garfield. And that's where Bernadette gave me the opportunity to pick the topic for the show today, right? And yeah. Based on the Unstoppable book by Craig Ballantyne that we went through a couple weeks ago, and I'd said earlier, that hit me so personal because he talks about how he's this hard-charging 30-something at the time, and he was working out like a fiend. I wasn't necessarily working out like a fiend, but I was a hard-charging guy. Mm-hmm. And then he woke up on New Year's morning and thought he was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he went to the hospital and all that stuff, and it was anxiety. And I had the same thing where I'd mentioned I was sitting on the couch with my wife. I actually felt like, okay, I'm kind of relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sat up and I said, babe, I think I'm having a heart attack. And I was going on a trip, Europe or whatever again, and it's like, I think I'm having a heart attack. And now I look back, it was all anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah.
And I guarantee you, it's because I was hard charging. I wasn't doing the right things. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't mm-hmm. exercising. My levels of everything, I probably needed a cocktail that covered all of these things.
Yeah.
You know, and I just needed to reset. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason why I quit that life.
Well,
and it sounds crazy, but I had to open up two businesses to get a better quality of life and a better work-life balance.
No, I love it. I love that you're being so candid mm-hmm. and open about it. So many people are in the same boat, and they don't want to talk about it. They feel like, oh, well, especially as a man, I think that men are more prone to like cover it up and say, oh, I can get through this. I'm a tough guy. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. I took the words right out of Shane's mouth, but we're going to talk more about this with Shane Hollis and Jill Lane. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Got it if you want it, said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. I've tried playing it cool, but when I'm looking at you, I can't ever be brave. I love this song. This is the band we were talking about that was in the studio down the hall, and we had no idea who they were. It's like we thought, oh, that's just some little boy band. And then
who are these teeny boppers?
And ended up being
on the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl halftime show.
But it's so great to be here with you, Jill Lane and Shane Hollis. Everyone, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Go to their website, sunwarrior.com, and use the code OLR for 20% off your orders, any of them, not just your first order. So I love that, and I love Sun Warrior. They've been a sponsor for a very long time. And of course, Crazy Water. Call us crazy. We don't mind. We love Crazy Water because it's an all-natural mineral water from right here in Texas. It's local and Mineral Wells, Texas. Check it out. And of course, Honest Hemp. Happy, healthy, honest. Visit them at honesthemp.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. And Paleo Magazine, great recipes, products, and articles on all-around wellness. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, one of my favorite magazines out there, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Find them at ketomed.com and use the code OLR for $40 off for your order.
Yes.
And free shipping.
Yep.
I don't want to get it wrong. I don't want to give out bad information. But yeah, so OLR for $40 off your order and free shipping. And of course, Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. I had one of their carrot cookies this morning.
Don't tease me with that.
So good. So good. And of course, Thorn Research. You can find our dispensary at oneliferadio.com/Thorn, T-H-O-R-N-E. If you're not familiar with it, it's a great company with fantastic supplements, all different kinds. Shop our dispensary for 20% off and free shipping there as well. So today I have Jill Lane. If you're just now joining us, Jill Lane and Shane Hollis in studio. We are talking about how to better understand your neurotransmitters, mood, and brain health, along with stress and anxiety management. So let's dig deep in this. Where do you guys want to start?
I think the biggest takeaway, because there's so many layers to this. We were talking about just the go, high dopamine lifestyle. Dopamine in the right amount keeps us focused on task and helps us get the stuff done that we want to get done every day. But if you're living on cranked up dopamine levels, you burn yourself out. You go off the cliff, like you were saying, Shane. And I think a lot of type A people have experienced this. And what happens is you start to throw off your GABA levels, which creeps up the anxiety feeling, that heart palpitation, that jitteriness, that you're like right on the edge. You're always kind of on edge when you're low GABA.
That's
you're
me.
Just like, it's just everything's on edge. And then that's when this teeter-tottering effect, this yo-yo effect with your moods really starts. And so we kind of drive ourselves to that through either a stressful experience or just a go mentality. Yeah. And if we're not repleting ourselves, or balancing ourselves, which I don't really love that word, but I think it's just easy to understand, balancing our lifestyle with that go lifestyle, or the stress and care that we need with the right kind of food and building blocks, exercise, sunlight.
Getting stressful people out of your life.
Absolutely.
Controlling, drawing boundaries.
Sometimes removing the offending cause, like Shane did.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to remove
the offending cause.
The more responsibility I get and the older I get, the more every day my decisions are what I'm saying no to, not what I'm saying yes to.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Well, you talked about GABA. GABA is one of the on this test, okay, which of course I encourage you to take it. You can get the questionnaire on Julia Ross Cures. That's JULIARoss.com. It's a questionnaire that'll tell you whether or not you're low in serotonin or dopamine or norepinephrine or GABA, like we were just talking about. You and I both scored really bad in that,
Shane. Really poorly.
Yeah. So what do we need to do, Jill?
GABA is a pretty simple thing. It's creating time for yourself to decompress. When you have a low GABA scenario going on, you're, like I said, you're jittery, you have busy brain all the time, you can't sleep at night. You often want to drink at night because that raises GABA levels to get a little relaxation. But then it later throws off serotonin, so you end up waking up. But it's actually really simple through exercise or for some people meditation and prayer works, whatever it is that shuts that busy brain off from an activity standpoint, in conjunction with actually supplementing with GABA. Mm-hmm. You can actually take GABA and boost your levels back up. I like for people to take it at night, especially if they have sleep issues, so that we can get really good solid sleep to help with the rest of our hormones.
Mm-hmm. What foods are naturally high in GABA?
There isn't really a lot of foods that have GABA in them, because GABA is actually, and all the rest of the neurotransmitters we talked about, come from the food we eat in amino acids. And so we just have to eat enough protein throughout the day. We have to make sure we're getting enough essential fatty acids, because that's how those molecules get shipped around our brain. Our brain is just like a big blob of fat. And so we need a lot of healthy fats. And then we need the stuff that balances blood sugar, because when our blood sugar is yo-yoing up and down, our neurotransmitters are sacrificed. They actually don't, the amino acids don't get into our cells appropriately when we're having insulin spikes and crashes. Mm-hmm. So fiber, vegetables, beans,
well, let's
berries,
take an example. So
apples.
Let's say I'm previous job, I'm traveling all over the world, I'm in airports, I'm in business meetings, I'm not in front of a kitchen, right?
You don't have to be in front of a kitchen.
That's what I mean. Like, how do you coach me or someone listening that, how do you say, how do I keep balance given that crazy lifestyle?
Protein at each meal, cut back on the sugar, cut back on sugar and add protein, healthy fats like avocado, raw nuts and seeds, and fish to each meal, vegetables at lunch and dinner, and two or three handfuls of a high fiber carbohydrate. It could be berries, apples, or beans throughout the day. If your blood sugar is steady, your neurotransmitters have a higher chance of getting to where they need to go to keep your mood chemicals happy.
Well, I'll also say, because I agreed, and I would say sometimes just go outside and walk around the block.
Oh, sure.
I mean, this is
yeah.
something that I think is very simple. Everybody can do.
I can't even stay indoors. I'm the minute I'm up, I just would. I'd rather live outdoors. I would. Yeah. I could live in a tree.
Well, and in an office lifestyle, though, you're deaf by
you're
fluorescent.
Trapped. Yeah,
yeah.
Know?
And interestingly
Absolutely.
Enough, in the low serotonin category, that was one of the things that, or in the endorphin category, actually, it's like the feeling of warmth on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
We actually know if you hold. There's been studies to show if you hold a warm cup in your hand, your serotonin levels go up. So it could be tea, it could be coffee, it could be bone broth, it could be a healthy soup. There's things that feeling of warmth on your skin from the sun and being out in nature impacts your neurotransmitters.
And the vitamin D levels too, right?
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, you guys, for being in studio today. It was great. I hope everybody out there listening enjoyed it. I'm holding this book, The Mood Cure, in my hands. It's a 4-step program to take charge of your emotions today. I encourage you to pick up a copy by Julia Ross. It's a great book and a great way to figure out what's up. So,
Or down.
That's right. Or down. And you got to get a hold of those kind of things. But everyone, thank you so much for listening. Always our pleasure. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.